one day, I don't think Renee was with me. I went back to the house. I had dope stashed all out in the woods, and I had gotten some stuff in from some people in Wisconsin or something. These crazy guys, they grew it in cornfields, and they brought it down in garbage bags. That's what Billy was talking about. And like each bag would have like 50, 60 pounds in it. And they'd bring it down in an El Camino truck. And they'd just throw a tarp over it. And you could smell that stuff 100 feet away. And I had about, I don't know how many bags, bunch. I had in the neighborhood, I had like 500 pounds or 600 pounds or something like that. I was paying like $50 a pound for it, you know, and I was selling it for $75 a pound. And we put everybody to work out there, putting it in pound bags, sent them off, you know, and if they brought back money, great. And if they didn't, so what? So one day I went back out there, and there was a girl named Gail. Were you with me, Renee, when we saw the place being busted?
Yeah.
You were? Okay, it was we were just talking and chatting, and we pulled up the driveway, went up a hill like that, and we started up the driveway. We noticed there was all these police cars up there. There was flashing little lights everywhere. And we said, oh, shit. And we turned our lights on. We backed slowly back down the hill. And we took off back the way we'd come. Well, I know there was at least two girls in the car with me. There might have been three. Because I always had ladies around that helped me with my business. And they decided that the police are going to be after us, and they weren't going to be caught. So they started throwing all the dope out of the car. And I'm saying, no, don't do that. 500 tabs of acid. No, another 500 tabs. They're just throwing it out everywhere. Well, nobody chased us. Nobody chased us at all. But we decided it was probably good not to be around, so we waited. The news came out that there was on the news and on TV. They had this tremendous bust. They'd busted the infamous River House, and they'd found all these drugs, 3 ounces or something of marijuana. Somebody had it in the big house, you know. And they said they were searching, that they busted the premises, and they were looking for William Schroeder or something like that. They had my name twisted around. They didn't have my name at all correct. So, needless to say, I wasn't there, and they didn't find me. So the next day, I drove back up there with some people, and we're driving down the road. I'm sort of just watching. Sure enough, I see a little baggie. I say, stop! They went over, and we found all the dope that got thrown out of the car. We picked it up, went back, didn't see anybody around the house. And then, we're not going to go any further today. Now, out in the woods, all around in a semicircle, maybe 150 feet, 200 feet back in the woods, was just bag after bag of huge bags of marijuana. Bags they could have stumbled over. They could have slept on them if they'd went out there and looked for them, but they didn't. And so then we had to move those things. And that's what Billy was talking about, I ended up having to rent an apartment. And I put them in every room. I put them in closets until we could find something better to do. A friend of mine said he had an aunt who was on a trip, and she lived in that big high rise. You know where you're going down Claremont, and you go down a big hill, and I guess that's Peachtree Creek you cross, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's as you go back up, the VA is either on your left. It's on your left if you're going that way. But there's a high rise, great big high rise senior living place it used to be. I don't know if it still is.
I'm not sure, but I know what you mean.
Okay, gated type community type thing and all this kind of stuff. And he says, we can use that. She's not there. We'll have it out before she knows anything about it. Sure, okay. So we drive over there and we've got a van or something, I don't remember what it was. And it's full of these bags. So he grabbed two, I grabbed two. These things are this big around. Really, you know, you can't walk through a door with them. You got to walk, you can get one, then the other. And then we're looking around at 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock, something. We wanted to go home, you know, nobody be around. And there's the elevator. Of course, there's nobody around, so we take the elevators up about 10 floors or something where we had to go. So we press the button, and the elevator door opens. Nobody's there. So we load all this stuff in. I said, let's get the rest of it while we're here. You stay here and watch this, and I'll go get it. So I went and we got it all in there, however much we brought to put over, I don't know, 6 bags, maybe I had 4 somewhere else. The numbers don't matter, but it was a bunch.
Yeah.
So then we start up with the elevator. We're going to the 10th floor. And we get to about the 5th floor, and it stops, and the door opens. And there's this couple standing there. And they're looking at us, and we're looking at them. And they're looking at the bags, and we're looking at them. And the odor is incredible. It's just incredible how concentrated the odor can get in a small space like that.
Yeah.
And they look over at the bags again, and I said, laundry! Yeah, we're going up to his aunt's place. We got laundry from the last month or two we got to take care of. Stinks, doesn't it? They said, yeah, y'all go ahead. And we went on. I'll never forget that either.
They probably didn't know what that smell was.
No,
they didn't.
They didn't
smell.
When that same guy, his name is Dee. Christmas of 68, I guess it was. Right before Christmas, he got drafted, and we're trying to figure out what we're going to do. And so, the friend of mine that I mentioned to you, I guess this can't be, is the one that